Heading, The Sanctuary Truth. Subheading, The Foundation of Our Faith. The correct understanding of the ministration in the heavenly sanctuary is the foundation of our faith. Letter 208, 1906. Subheading, The Center of Christ's Atoning Work. The subject of the sanctuary and the investigative judgment should be clearly understood by the people of God. All need a knowledge for themselves of the position and work of their great high priest. Otherwise, it would be impossible for them to exercise the faith which is essential at this time, or to occupy the position which God designs them to fill. Every individual has a soul to save or to lose. Each has a case pending at the bar of God. Each must meet the great judge face to face. How important, then, that every man contemplate often the solemn scene when the judgment shall sit and the book shall be opened, when, with Daniel, every individual must stand in his lot at the end of the days. All who have received the light upon these subjects are to bear testimony of the great truths which God has committed to them. The sanctuary in heaven is the very center of Christ's work in behalf of men. It concerns every soul living upon the earth. It opens to view the plan of redemption, bringing us down to the very close of time and revealing the triumphant issue of the contest between righteousness and sin. It is of the utmost importance that all should thoroughly investigate these subjects and should be able to give an answer to every one that asketh them a reason of the hope that is in them. The Great Controversy, pages 488, 489, 1888. Subheading, The Key to a Complete System of Truth. The subject of the sanctuary was the key which unlocked the mystery of the disappointment of 1844. It opened to view a complete system of truth, connected and harmonious, showing that God's hand had directed the great Advent movement and revealing present duty as it brought to light the position and work of his people. The Great Controversy, page 423, 1888. Subheading, Eyes Fixed on Sanctuary. As a people, we should be earnest students of prophecy. We should not rest until we become intelligent in regard to the subject of the sanctuary, which is brought out in the visions of Daniel and John. This subject sheds great light on our present position of work and gives us unmistakable proof that God has led us in our past experience. It explains our disappointment in 1844, showing us that the sanctuary to be cleansed was not the earth, as we had supposed, but that Christ then entered into the most holy apartment of the heavenly sanctuary and is there performing the closing work of his priestly office in fulfillment of the words of the angel to the prophet Daniel, unto 2,300 days, then shall the sanctuary be cleansed. Our faith in reference to the messages of the first, second, and third angels was correct. The great waymarks we have passed are immovable, although the host of hell may try to tear them from their foundations and triumph in the thought that they have succeeded, yet they did not succeed. These pillars of truth stand firm as the eternal hills, unmoved by all the efforts of men combined with those of Satan and his host. We can learn much and should be constantly searching the scriptures to see if these things are so. God's people are now to have their eyes fixed on the heavenly sanctuary, where the final ministration of our great high priest and the work of the judgment is going forward, where he is interceding for his people. Review and Herald, November 27, 1883. Subheading, The Central Truth in a Simple Theology. In every school established, the most simple theory of theology should be taught. In this theory, the atonement of Christ should be the great substance, the central truth. The wonderful theme of redemption should be presented to the students. Manuscript 156, 1898. Subheading, Seriousness of Sanctuary Truth. While Christ is cleansing the sanctuary, the worshipers on earth should carefully review their life and compare their character with the standard of righteousness. Review and Herald, April 8, 1890. Subheading, Preaching the Sanctuary Doctrine Endorsed by Holy Spirit. For more than half a century, the different points of present truth have been questioned and opposed. New theories have been advanced as truth, which were not truth, and the Spirit of God revealed their error. As the great pillars of our faith have been presented, the Holy Spirit has borne witness to them, and especially as the soul regarding the truths of the sanctuary question. Over and over again, the Holy Spirit has in a marked manner endorsed the preaching of this doctrine. But today, as in the past, some will be led to form new theories and to deny the truths upon which the Spirit of God has placed his approval. Manuscript 125, 1907. Subheading, False Theories Regarding the Sanctuary. In the future, deception of every kind is to arise, and we want solid ground for our feet. We want solid pillars for the building. Not one pin is to be removed from that which the Lord has established. The enemy will bring in false theories, such as the doctrine that there is no sanctuary. This is one of the points on which there will be a departing from the faith. Where shall we find safety unless it be in the truths that the Lord has been giving for the last 50 years? Review and Herald, May 25, 1905. Subheading, Contest Over Distinguishing Truth. The time is near when the deceptive powers of satanic agencies will be fully developed. On one side is Christ, who has been given all power in heaven and earth. On the other side is Satan, continually exercising his power to allure, to deceive with strong spiritualistic sophistries, to remove God out of the places that he should occupy in the minds of men. Satan is striving continually to bring in fanciful suppositions in regard to the sanctuary, degrading the wonderful representations of God in the ministry of Christ for our salvation into something that suits the carnal mind. He removes its presiding power from the hearts of believers and supplies its place with fantastic theories invented to make void the truths of the atonement and destroy our confidence in the doctrines which we have held sacred since the third angel's message was first given. Thus it would rob us of our faith in the very message that has made us a separate people and has given character and power to our work. Special Testimonies, Series B, Number 7, page 17, 1905.